Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 Game.com. It is Sam and Greg on a Sunday morning, first day of December. I'm deciding whether or not I should tell you I made money off this movie. But I didn't. That's another story here.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'll tell you in a second. Anyway, it's a Sunday morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of your weekend mornings. Hope you're having a wonderful holiday weekend. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to those of you in Mountain Park.
Mountain Park.
You know about Mountain Park? If you don't know nothing about Mountain Park.
Give us a Mountain Park.
Mountain Park is up in Gwinnett.
Okay.
It's an unincorporated community just under, well, let me see. The last one was how many thousands of people were there? About 13,000.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Unincorporated, but up in Gwinnett County.
Mm-hmm.
Older name for the area was Trickham, like Trickham Road.
Okay, Trickham.
Yeah. So
Five Forts, Trickham.
That's it, okay. Five Forts. So
here we go.
There you go. That's mm-hmm. where Mountain Park is. And we reach out to those fine people on this holiday weekend. When Beverly Hills Cop, when I got on the cruise ship later on, there were people on the ship who wanted to see the movie, and somehow there were copies floating around this ship, no pun intended, and I helped get those to some of the crew members who wanted to see it.
Okay.
You know.
Give them that opportunity.
Yeah, give them that opportunity to see that movie. And I'll just leave it at that.
You leave it at that.
I will leave it at that. But today was the day that Beverly Hills Cop was released.
Movies.
Yeah, it was. It was. Did you go see this in theaters when it was released?
Yes.
And well, you were there. 1984.
Mm-hmm.
It premiered. It was released on this day. You know what else happened on this day? So we're not going to touch much. We're not going to talk more basketball. We're going to talk to Joe Patrick here in just a second. Today was the day that Latrell Sprewell choked PJ Carlissimo.
Whoa.
and everybody remembers.
Which leads us to another thing. The passing of Lou Carnesecca.
But we got to do that in a little bit because we got Joe waiting.
Okay, all right.
We got Joe waiting there. We got to get, but that's a good one. But yeah, you remember the pictures of
PJ's
neck?
Oh, yeah, man.
He was holding on to those. That was after the Olympics, too. He was a part of the Dream Team. Joe, good morning. How are you, sir? Are you bundled up out there?
Yeah, guys, it's going to be a cold one. We're getting ready for it, but it's certainly going to be good. And I got to say, you know, I did not know that stat about Latrell Sprewell, and it makes me feel even worse about it in retrospect, knowing it was this early in the season that he was going and getting at it with
yeah.
DJ Carlissimo.
Yeah, really,
but,
right.
It's never good. It's never good for it to happen at any time, but especially when you're still early on in the NBA season. So kind of funny there. But, yeah, it should be a good one. between the Falcons and Chargers here today. Falcons have a lot to play for. I think a lot of respect to kind of earn back after these last couple of weeks, guys.
I would think so. They've had a break. They've had some time to go out and, you know, refresh. And hopefully some of the people who were banged up and nicked up and not able to contribute when last we saw them will be able to contribute today, especially on the defensive side of the ball, Joe, because we're facing a very tough quarterback today.
Yeah,
no kidding. And it's kind of funny because this Chargers offense hasn't been one that's, you know, it's been, frankly, the lesser half of the two parts of the team between the offense and defense with just the way that this Chargers defense has performed. But, you know, with the thing that with this Chargers offense is that they've got a quarterback that can, you know, make any throw. He may have the most arm talent in the NFL. It's unfortunate for Justin Herbert that he doesn't have the receivers to go with him, like, you know, a guy like Joe Burrow, for example, has in Cincinnati or something. But certainly, you know, it's a quarterback that presents a ton of danger for this team, and for that reason it's an offense that presents a ton of danger. And honestly, guys, after seeing this defense perform, especially last week against the Broncos, it feels like any offense may be a danger for this Falcons defense the way they're performing. I mean, they just can't really seem to do anything right on that side of the ball. They can't get to the quarterback. They can't, you know, stop passes from being completed. They can't stop, you know, running attacks from, you know, picking up yards against them. So there's a lot, again, I think, for them to prove in this game. And it helps that J.K. Dobbins, the Chargers running back, is going to be out of this one. He's going to miss with an injury. But, you know, you never want to say that that's going to make things any easier again for the Falcons defense, because, you know, they've got their own kind of point they have to prove today, especially if they consider themselves a defense that's going to be able to, you know, get this team to the playoffs.
All right.
So certainly a lot on the table for them.
Take a breath, Joe. I wanted to ask you three. He almost answered both of my questions. So I wanted to jump in here. This guy's beautiful. He really is. Because I wanted to get on the defense. And one of the things we know about with a Jim Harbaugh run team is this dude is going to run the ball. So I wanted to get your thoughts on run defense. But you kind of just gave a wide paintbrush as to what you think this defense has been looking like. And hopefully things will change.
Well, yeah, and, you know, the thing I'll say about Jim Harbaugh is that, you know, his teams, whether it's this Chargers team, whether it's the teams he's had in Michigan,
right,
they are physical football teams. Like, he really drives that point home, and that, I think, in and of itself is a kind of dynamic that this Falcons defense is going to have to, you know, kind of stand tall to, essentially.
Right.
You know, they've got to prove that they can be just as physical and win like that. And I think that this is a game, honestly, when you're talking about the Chargers coming off a short week, they're traveling from the West Coast to the East Coast. I think it's one of those games where Jim Harbaugh is going to really challenge his guys and rely on the running game to get things going. And it's not, obviously, it's the NFL. They're going to be balanced to some extent. But I really think it's one of those games where he's going to underscore, listen, let's win this game with our physicality. It's the holidays. Teams, you know, players are distracted. Teams are distracted. Sometimes the simplest way to win the football game is just run it down another team's throat. And I know that that's the way that he loves to win, maybe more than any other. So, again, it's going to be a huge test for these guys. And it will be interesting to see how much the Falcons defensive line and defensive run game is up to the challenge after a week off to get healthier.
You all right over there? You're getting yourself together there, all that. It's just something up here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. Talking to Joe Patrick. He is getting set. Him and John Freaky. Well, I mean, we are the opening act, but they're following us when it comes to getting ready for Falcons and Chargers kickoff at 1 o'clock today. How do you feel about a team coming off a bye week, and specifically this Falcons team? Not much of a sample size with the new coaching staff, or the coaching staff in place, but coming off a bye, everything that you said, you still got to feel good about it because they're going into this game healthy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, listen, there's a reason the Chargers, I believe, I know at one point this week they were 1.5-point favorites. I believe that they're still going to be slight favorites come kickoff. So there's a reason for that, and that is because of a lot of the football things that we've been talking about so far. But I do have to say that some of the non-football or the more indirect things do kind of favor in going the Falcons' direction. When you talk about them having had the bye week, with the Chargers having had the short week, having played the Ravens a big game on Monday night and having lost that one, then again, you've got some injuries for the Chargers. But I think the biggest deal for the Falcons and coming off this bye week is that they've got a lot of their players healthy. And you never want to kind of talk about the injuries as a reason why they lost by over 30 points to the Denver Broncos when you lose in that fashion. But it is true that it was a team that was without, you know, many of its key players, whether that's, you know, guys like Troy Anderson, who I think is going to be huge. He's able to return at linebacker, which we expect today. Dahlman to, you know, take the mantle back at center, where he was active against Denver but didn't play. So it seems like the team still was wanting to hold him out a little bit, but we expect him to be back. Those are a couple key starters that are going to be important for this team. And then again, there's more guys like Charlie Warner, D. Alford, a lot of guys in that secondary that are getting healthier that have been dinged up. So I think the Falcons had, what, like seven guys out from the last game, I believe it was. So getting, you know, even, you know, four of those guys back, let alone five or maybe even six of them for this game today, which could happen, it will be a huge benefit to them. And we'll see if that can provide the boost they need to turn around this bad feeling they've got us play.
Spend time on the waitfor.com hotline on this game day Sunday morning with Joe Patrick. And he is social. You can find him at JAPatrick200, at JAPatrick200. Talk about Falcons offensively now. Do we want to go and really be, you know, up-tempo with the ground game? Are we looking for a balance today? I'm just looking for some points. But, I mean, what do you think is priority one, you know, for this offense today, Joe?
Yeah, well, I think those things kind of go hand in hand, Sam. I mean, you know, the Falcons, I'm with you. Like, and I think that all the players will be with you, is that the only thing they care about is scoring points. But in order for that to happen, I do think that they need to get this ground game going, and they need to be efficient. You know, they just need to be efficient on first and second downs. And it doesn't really matter how, whether you do that through the, you know, the air or on the ground, but either way, you got to put yourself in good position to keep the chains moving and not find yourself in third and long situations. Now, we have seen the Falcons offense during the season at points be very efficient in some of those downs. In fact, even when I don't know if you guys remember, but like earlier in the season, the Falcons' third down numbers were quite bad in terms of their conversion rate offensively. But at the same time that was happening, they were also one of the more efficient teams in the NFL on both first and second down. And this team had created, before the bye week, the most 20-plus yard plays of any team in the NFL. So they are a team that can move the ball, but you've got to be able to have it so that you can sustain drives and keep control of the clock. It's another thing that's kind of really hurt this team again in that Broncos game, where the offense just was not able to stay on the field and it put the defense in a bad situation. And you got to play complementary football to that extent. So it is about points, but I think it's about, you know, a lot of other things that contribute to that in terms of putting yourself in a position to win. But make no doubt about it, guys. Like, you know, the run game's got to be there. Kirk's got to be on point with his receivers this week. It just wasn't the case against the Broncos, or really even against the Saints, where this team has now scored 23 points total in their last two games combined. We know that they're better than that, and so this is a great chance for them to prove it. But it's good. They're going up against one of the best defenses in the football. That's the only kind of stick in the mud there that kind of gets in their way. So we'll see how they handle it, though.
This is Joe Patrick. I mean, the guy comes on weekly. He's made a pivot because he used to come out here talking baseball with us. Now he's our football guy, and he's like family, Sam. And as we get ready to get on out of here, we got to ask Joe, man, how was your holidays, you know, Thanksgiving and holiday weekend, your college football watching? I mean, listen, we got you here. You're talking football. Any thoughts you want to get off
your
chest?
You want to plant any flags?
Yeah, Matt. Exactly.
So I'm considering giving up college football altogether, guys. I'm an Ohio State fan, purportedly. Uh-oh. Maybe. I don't know if I am anymore, honestly. We'll see. But, yeah, Thanksgiving was good. Got to spend time with family. I hope you guys did as well. That was all good. But then, yeah, yesterday kind of ruined it.
I wouldn't have asked, Joe.
I know I'm going to get an earful from Fricky, I'm sure, as an Indiana fan.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
As we have for the Benz today, question. We know the roof is going to be closed today, but are they going to let Texas bring the Longhorn steer inside next week? That's something I'm looking
forward to. Ooh, yeah.
You know?
That's a good question. I'll have to do some digging on that today, Sam.
All right, we expect an answer next week.
All right. I'll be here.
Joe, as always, thank you, man. And you guys have a good call, you and John Fricke out there. And stay warm, buddy. He's gone. He's already starting to get warm. He's already starting to layer.
Man, he needs to. They're going to be outside today, boy. But the fans may want to go by and see him and maybe take him a little cup of hot cocoa or something for him there.
And
keep
spike
him warm
it.
By the day. There you go. I'm spiking. Well, we don't want him in the air talking funny.
Now, that would be fun. Nah, I'm tuning in for that.